And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're at the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the San Diego Landings in Port Loma. We have a couple of great guests from the New Loan Captains, Adam Williams and Marcus Medak. We're going to be talking some great fishing here. It's biting, and it's May, and we're going to get them. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show today. Made it back from Baja. We got two of them to talk about. Today's going to be a great one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we had a great Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tours Loreto Rumble there, and we'll talk more about that when Castman calls in this hour. It was a great tournament, great place, great weather, good fishing. It was just an epic experience for sure. So nice to get away and get out traveling again, too.
Exactly.
So that was really fun. But we have a couple of great guests to tend to here, Captain Marcus Medak and Captain Adam Williams. Good morning.
What's up, boys?
Morning.
Great to have you guys. And I'll tell you what, it's time to get out and go fishing right now, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So so you guys have been doing some fishing in the boatyard lately, though, right, Adam?
We have. We're anxious to get back out, but we've did some really good improvements to the boat this year. So
that
sounds really good.
We're looking forward to it. So
you're ready for more 200- and 300-pounders on the boat, right?
Yes. We're gonna have a lot more space for them now.
Okay.
Which is cool.
So more RSW.
More RSW and went through and strengthened up some other stuff on the boat. So
this was just like a major below decks type of boat
yes.
year, boat project year.
Yeah, no one's going to really be able to tell that we did much.
That you've been working
you
since about the fish
boat?
Stop biting
yeah,
at, the,
exactly.
at the end of last season that you haven't taken a day off since then?
Right. But now there's another hatch in the deck, so you can imagine how much work goes into all that fiberglass, plywood.
Yeah. One hatch, but yeah. a couple yeah. more. Well, I think we're pretty darn close to doubling our fish hold capacity. It's just we had plenty of space for day-and-a-half trips before, but
sure.
doing a little bit longer trips, especially with the size fish we've had lately, we were definitely a little bit constrained sometimes. And, you know, if we're going to do those kind of trips, we want to be able to do it right. And now we can. So that was the whole idea. But, you know, to get that space, there's a lot of reorganization below decks that had to happen a lot.
I can't imagine.
You and Adam are just so have built such a great reputation fishing for and catching those big ones, and it's one thing when you're stacking 25-pound albacore in a hole, but when all of a sudden the fish are, like Pete said, they're 225
yeah.
instead of 25, the building blocks don't fit quite as well.
A lot more
right.
difficult.
Well, even if they're albacore, it'd be... still have more space.
Sure.
So,
yeah, no, that's awesome.
So now, Marcus, you've had the new Loan for how long now? You're going to really make me feel old here.
First year I ran it was, or that I had it, was in 2004. So it's been a while. 2004.
Okay. Yeah. So
bought it right
years.
At the end of 2003.
Okay. And of course, the boat's legendary. Been around for a long time. Nick Cates. And,
right.
Yeah. And what year was the boat built?
It was built in 61.
61? Wow. Is it a Ditmar?
No, it's not. It's actually a Cruzon.
A Cruzon, okay.
Cruzon. The only other one that I know of around here is a small one. The Alexis is also.
Really?
Yep.
No kidding.
Yeah, so if you look at the. Yep. Although, you know.
Where was that built?
Up near LA somewhere.
Okay.
Surfside, I think.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't know where exactly where that is.
Yeah.
The Loan. I think now it's up north somewhere. It's not at Seaforth anymore. I know it was at Seaforth for.
Oh, the
years.
Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean the boatyard. Where was the
It was Surfside, which I don't
Surfside,
know.
Surfside. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know where that is.
Somewhere up there. Yeah.
Somewhere.
Anyway,
somewhere north of San
yeah.
Diego County.
Loan just has such that unique look
yeah,
to it. That
very,
low to the water,
oh,
sleek.
Super
low. It looks fat. It's just like a. It's a very unique looking. Profile and it's
yeah.
just fishy as hell, man. I've always loved it.
It is.
So
you know,
much.
I think they built primarily kind of small yachts and stuff. I saw on the internet, I saw another Cruzon charter boat, a big one, a 60-footer, 65-footer for sale up in Alaska. So there were a few built, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was all back in the 60s. And so I really don't, I haven't spoken to anyone that worked at the yard or knew any of the real inside details, so I don't really know the whole story exactly.
Mm-hmm. But
they did build a few.
Yeah. But you I mean, I first met you on the Royal Star. You were a co-captain on the Royal Star for many years, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you bought the Loan.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then how did you find Adam?
He found me, actually.
He found you.
He found me. Well, I knew he was, but we had never actually met. And I ran into him just at the top of the dock up there one day, and he mentioned that he was kind of looking for a new opportunity. And
there he was.
There you were. And then how long have you been there, Adam?
What, going on 5 years?
Yeah, about five
yeah.
years now.
All right.
I actually ended up going out that night.
That night,
yeah.
It's like I need somebody now.
It's like, hey, let me get your phone number, and then there we went.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
cool.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. The rest is history, right? It's been working out
yeah,
quite well.
Out.
Yeah. And last season, unbelievable on the new Loan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What were some of the highlights?
I think a lot of the kite fishing was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Even later on in the season, we had some opportunities on some of that. Larger size yellowfin, guys were calling it, you know, Guadalupe grade stuff, which we normally don't see up here. So that was pretty neat. We got to have a couple trips where we stacked a lot of those bigger yellowfin up. It was pretty fun.
How big is bigger yellowfin?
Call them like 40 to 70 pounders.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my.
And we're fishing straight west to San Diego, which is
how unusual.
Pretty unusual.
Yeah. And that was like, what, September, October?
October.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's typically when we're going to see that stuff. That's when it comes, right?
Right, right.
And then this good fishing continued right on through November, December, right?
For the most part, yeah. We were staying busy. Later on in the season, we were definitely getting a lot of shots at smaller fish. It seemed like the bigger ones kind of moved south like they do that time of year. Or like they have been, really.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they've been going too far, anyway, so.
No, our November this year wasn't as consistent as it had been the last couple of years, but it was primarily weather-related, I think. You know, we didn't have much of a winter this year, but what winter we got was sort of in the middle of November, yeah. So it kind of put a crimp in our style there for a little while. Shut things down or slowed it down, made things move around.
Grade kind of changed a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, I think the fish just slid down the line a little bit and couldn't really get at it. And the weather made it tough there for a little bit. Yeah. But once that settled out, I mean, the fishing came right back on.
Yeah. Well, we've had some tough weather this spring, but now, finally, we're in kind of a good mode of some good weather here. Let's hope, knock on wood, it continues, right?
Right.
It's supposed to be beautiful this week and should be good for the bite.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah. Now, Adam, you actually have an ownership partner. You're actually got, not just
yeah.
captain. You guys are partners in the New Loanne, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Which is great.
You picked a good time to buy a boat or buy into a boat anyways.
It was actually a little nerve-wracking with the whole COVID thing going
sure.
on. We're going,
I'm sure.
I don't know about this. But no, we actually had an awesome season last year, and we're looking forward to another real busy year. So should be fun.
Yeah. So Memorial Day weekend is when you're gonna.
Yeah, we got a 3-day trip Memorial Day weekend, and
any space available on it?
Nope.
It's full.
Three-day trip. We have a little bit of space on some trips, but our September through October is
pretty solid.
Pretty jam-packed. So.
Really.
Yeah.
So what's the schedule? Like, what are you going to run? 1 day, 2 day? You going to do an open party at all?
Oh, yeah. No, we've got a fair amount of open party trips.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of charters nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But our open party trips are, for the most part, it's still primarily a day-and-a-half schedule. We have a fair amount of one-day trips, too, and then a few longer trips as well, especially later in the year.
Yeah.
But so it's a little bit, you know, it's much more mixed up than it used to be. First few years, I had the boat were 100% overnight boat.
Yeah, just straight
so
overnight.
It's changed up quite a bit since then.
Yeah. And what has changed? I mean, that seems the whole fleet has changed a lot to that day and a half thing, right?
Well, I mean, I just think a day and a half trip is a better trip for the angler, I think. You know, your odds of success are much higher because an awful lot of the time the better fishing is late in the day. Not always. Had an awful lot of really, really good overnight fishing, but a lot of times it takes a while to get things located. It just does. And also a lot of times the better fishing is in the afternoon. There's many times the best fishing is in the morning, and you land right on them, and then it doesn't matter. Overnight trip is just fine, but it's just playing the odds. Your odds of success are better on a day and a half trip,
mm-hmm.
and so you know, from running the boat kind of perspective, I enjoy it more because it's less stressful. It's less of a pressure cooker. Those overnight trips are. They give you gray hair.
for fishing bluefin anyway, overnight trips, it makes it a lot tougher. Like you said, your opportunity level is a lot more.
Even right now, like a lot of guys are making part of their day in the opposite, like in the very, very beginning of their morning, and day and a half trip a lot of times leaving a couple hours early. I mean that 2 hours getting off the dock earlier might be the difference between you getting to the grounds at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning instead of 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and that might be your window.
Right. On the other hand, you know, I mean, there's still, like I said, we still have very good fishing on overnight trips. It's just, it's not quite as consistent, and it's a it's a pressure kicker when you're running them.
Yeah, so
you've
got
a lot less time.
What if we start catching albacore again? Would an overnight trip work?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Depends on where they are, right?
Yeah.
We got a lot of space for them now.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah. But albacore, traditionally, would you still benefit from a day and a half? Because I remember back in the day, it was pretty much overnight for albacore, right?
But just the mentality was different then, too. Now it's just a... It just seems like, especially on boats like the Newland, like the focus is more on like a customer service that's provided rather than a stack of frozen fish at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, like it in the albacore days, it was just all about the number of dead ones that you killed and the number of people that you packed onto the boat and turned around and did it again. It was just a different deal then. And you go on a boat like this now, there's lesser people and there's higher quality and they're doing things like putting better fish holds in. So, you know, it just seems like the focus in general is just a better customer experience rather than the pile albacore at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Not that that's not still very important.
Your odds of having good albacore fishing are also going to be better when you're out all day.
Sure.
It just, you know,
just
the same thing.
Deal. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got, you know, your odds of success are better.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure. But some people can't spend two nights on the boat. So
sure,
you
exactly.
Still offer overnight
yeah, totally.
Trips.
And I've had a lot of fantastic overnight trips albacore fishing, but it ends up, I mean, albacore traditionally tend to be a little further from home. You know, they're out in deep water a lot more than either bluefin or yellowfin are a lot of times. And so it's even almost tougher albacore fishing because you're stuck with a very large portion of your day if you're on an overnight trip is traveling back home.
Mm-hmm,
you know, you can make it out there on the way out, but you're going to have to quit fishing at noon or 1 o'clock, or even earlier sometimes, depending on where they're at.
Sure.
And I've had fantastic overnight albacore fishing at 100 miles, but, you know, we had 2 hours to fish. And,
yeah.
and if we didn't land right on them, it was a long day.
Yeah. And Adam, what's your typical load on the new Newland?
Day and a half, we've been doing 25.
Oh, nice.
Which is nice, kind of limited load. We kind of just kept it the same as we had been doing last year. I think for our 3-day trips, we're doing 18.
Oh, nice.
18 passengers, so food included. It's a pretty good, pretty cool deal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really great.
So,
yeah,
a lot more space at the rail.
A lot of space at the rail.
Right.
That boat's how big?
65, but 24 wide.
24 wide, super wide, and super low to the water.
Yep.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that boat.
I fished many a day on it back in the day of Nick. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I think he used to always take 40.
Yeah, there was a lot more.
Well, think about that. That was the that
40
was,
people.
Yeah, that was the normal load, and now your 3-day trip takes 18. You know, think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing any 3-day trips at all.
Sure.
I mean, you know, and it's really a way. And the way the boat was set up, then you couldn't do it. It wasn't. You really couldn't at all.
Yeah.
Fishing bigger fish too, our lighter loads, like Rick was talking about, it kind of improves the whole experience. You get a lot more space. You can move around the boat. You're not packed on there with, you know, 35 people or whatever.
Absolutely. The new regime of the lighter loads is so much better for everybody. For everybody. The captain, the crew, the passenger, the experience. Hey, speaking of getting on the water, let's get right on the water right now. Captain Mike Pritchard aboard the Tribute's giving us a call. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. We're low to the water.
Yeah, you are.
So we're off to a pretty good start here this morning, checking out a little bit different area. We have 6 bluefin on the boat. We do have one hanging right now as we speak, and relatively nice weather for what they were calling for. We're pretty stoked with it. And after yesterday, we had a very, very good one-day fishing, our overnight trip. We ended up with 27 nice great bluefin. The majority of them were 40 to, say, 70 pounds and 15 yellowtail to go with it. So we're kind of digging this.
That was an overnight trip. Nice.
Yeah, it was. It, you know, go out and you come back the next night, old-fashioned style.
Oh, very cool.
That's awesome. That's good stuff. So and so you're on a day and a half right now?
We're on a day and a half, and this is something that I know Marcus and Adam all know about. And unfortunately, we've been fishing since 3 o'clock this morning because that's a cool thing to do. We had our best fishing last trip from 3:30 to 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's becoming a new era of fish 24/7.
Vampire fishing.
I guess they're biting the jigs.
Our best fishing last trip was definitely a flat fall. We had some cold sniper fish and sinker rigs. This morning we've got a few of our fish on jigs and actually some fly line bait. So a little bit smaller grade here so far this morning, 20 to 30 pounders. And I know Ryan on the San Diego fished a similar area yesterday and had some fish up to 60 pounds. So you got to make sure you're covering all your bases as far as what gear you're bringing.
So what would you suggest bringing, Mike?
Honestly, and thankfully, we hold a lot of rods, 25-pound up to 100 or 130-pound if you got it, Spread it out. There's been some of these stops you slide on them, you see 20, 25-pound fish, and, it's something you want to fly like 25 or 30-pound, and then you get on another stop where everything looks like it's, you don't want to go in the water with anything less than 80. So I'd just bring a wide assortment. Make sure you bring your fluorocarbons, circle hooks. The jig bite lately has been, I know when I picked up some jigs, flatfalls last night from our landing, they were very, very thinned out. So it's, they're in high demand. Make sure you stock up. And make sure you bring an assortment of sinkers here, anywhere four to maybe even 8 ounces.
Okay. All right. Good tips there. Well, if somebody wants to ride the Tribute out of Seaforth, how do we do that?
You give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com or tributesportfishing.com. We do have trips this week, and I know there's a plethora of boats doing day-and-a-half trips, anywhere from 120-foot boats down to 50-foot boats. But we're online, and we're good to go through here throughout the week. And it looks like we're going to have very, very nice weather. And like I said, after yesterday's catch and what we're doing here this morning, I would make sure you jump on a boat here and look aboard the Tribute, come out, and enjoy some of this action.
Time to get on it, for sure. Yeah, like you say, this week, weather looks really, really great.
Yeah,
so,
it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Jump on it, get on a trip, and come aboard. Hey, thanks, Mike, for the check, and keep getting them this morning. Hope you get your limit there this morning. Thanks a lot for the call.
Well, have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. Well, speaking of getting on, it's going to be time to do that. If you want to get in on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, got a question for Adam, got a question for Marcus, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 213 area code 432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, or you can text the show, the new text the show option. Super popular, already starting to have some text roll in this morning. It's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you can text your questions into the show. Not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, lots of great information. We got some really good catch reports coming through today. We're also giving away a killer prize, and such a big thanks to Marcus and Adam. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on board the New Loanne on an overnight trip this year to get in on some of that great fishing info that we've been talking about already and are going to continue to the rest of the show. So how about that? Overnight trip for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. A great opportunity. Again, if you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090 is your direct line to talk to the boys. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great sport fishing information. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phone lines are packed up again. If you want to get through, have your shot at getting all this great information with Admin Marcus and your shot at that overnight trip, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
You got it. George from Manhattan Beach going to get us started this morning. George, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Marcus and Adam, great boat, great skipper owner. Great day and a half. My question is, it's kind of redundant, but with the evolution of solid spectra being 4, 6, 8, 12 strand now, on my 100-pound flat fall, should I go to solid to make it more stealthy, or are you guys still using the hollow with a splice crimp connection, or should I go loop-to-loop to make a quick change from the flat fall to anchor rig?
Kind of depends. Solid spectra, I think, is a little less user-friendly, at least for me. I like to fish with a wind-on leader, fishing with a flat fall or some sort of heavier jig. I like to crimp it right on 130-pound wind-on to my hollow. Loop-to-loop, you could either loop-to-loop or splice. Depends on if you make your own wind-ons or how you do that. Or
what would be the best setup?
So,
I just think you're slightly splitting hairs at that point. I mean, you know, does it?
Yeah.
Could you build a case where each one is better? Sure. You know, maybe the solid spectra sinks a teeny bit faster, and the hollow gives you gives you a much better rigging advantage. And who's to say that one of those is right and the other is wrong? Yeah, I'm with you. Like,
when you're fishing that heavy,
yeah,
does it really matter, right?
When you're putting a 7 or 8 or 9 ounce flat fall to it, it's going to sink probably just fine. But yeah, I mean, you could build a case for any of those and sound right. But I think the reality is when you're talking the difference between hollow spectra and solid at that line, you're kind of splitting hairs. One rig's a lot easier, like Adam's saying. You can run your line right up inside, and you can splice loops, and you can sato crimp, and that kind of stuff, make super clean connections. You know, God forbid you get into a style of tangle where you need to cut it out of it. You can splice hollows right back and forth to each other, but solid is Solid's less expensive. Solid sinks good. Bait pulls. You know, I mean, there's there's not a right or wrong answer there.
Yeah, of course, for flatfall fishing, they have the new Depth Hunter offshore,
sure.
which is really nice, 100 feet, so that you can really tell where you are in the column and stuff.
It's
like
a cool
that.
Spectra. It's it's Power Pro made it this year, and it's a colored line like some of those before, but instead of them changing, every 15 or 20 feet where you couldn't keep track of, just every 100 feet, it turns
a different color. So you can tell exactly where you are.
A lot of our guys this last year have been, some of them have line counters. I know some of them have used that kind of Spectra. But it really, really makes a difference when,
You know where you are.
Yeah, you can tell them, hey, we're seeing fish at 250 feet. Most of the time that's in the dark or whatever. But they can get down there into the zone, and we've had a lot more success getting bites.
Knowing where you're
marking our lines out or using some sort of marked spectra.
All right.
And I'm sure it's just like 300 feet is just something so worldly different, it seems like, in everybody's mind,
Takes a while to get down there.
Oh, right. And the same thing, I think, when it's relatively shallow. I think when you need to be relatively shallow, everybody's probably way beyond it, and vice versa. When you need to get down 300 feet, people probably are under the assumption that they're down there and probably not even close.
Exactly.
A lot of times.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate you getting started.
Right on. Well, let's jump right back in and talk to Steve, another caller this morning from Fallbrook. What's up, Steve? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Pete, I'm excited to hear how your trip was down south. And then also, I was wondering if maybe you could shed some light on the issue or a seemingly issue with, like, the Tony Reyes trips. It sounds like, or I've been told that, again, they're putting their trips on hold and reevaluating after the 21st of this month. And I was just curious if you knew anything as to exactly what their concerns are.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Tom at the Longfin lately about what the status of those trips going, but that situation is about the port captain in San Felipe. For whatever reason, the port captain in San Felipe is not allowing those to go, from what I understand. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's the capacity of the boats or something like that. But Loretto was full speed open. I mean, we had 22 boats each day, and there were several more boats running there. And, maybe that's because it's an open ponga or something like that. I don't know. But there were several cruisers also fishing Carmen Island out of the harbor there, out of the marina down south of there. And Puerto Escondido, and I don't know what the story is on Tony Reyes. I mean, we're running full speed up here, and I mean, there's obviously some kind of issue down there for them, and I feel bad for all the people. Like, we had a group going, and we had to cancel the trip, and several groups on the Tony Reyes. So I don't have an answer for that. So hopefully Tom will get that resolved. I can guarantee you one thing is it's not the fault of the Longfin. It's not the fault. They want to run.
Sure.
Tony Reyes wants to run. It's just a matter of getting the San Felipe port captain to give him the heads up and the okay. So, we'll fill you in on the trip here coming up real soon. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what is biting down in the Baja. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, standing by. And want to remind you, Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks have been a top choice for the tuna fishing this last season, from the Gamakatsu Nautilus Light, the standard wire Nautilus, and that new Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook can be critical, and with Gamakatsu Nautilus, now you've got the choice and the confidence that you're going to get the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at selected tackle shops. And we got the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, standing by. Buenos dias, Cast Man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Pedro, just got back from Loretto.
Yes, what a great trip, wasn't it, Cast Man?
Oh, man, tell you, what a great group of people we had on that trip. So much fun, so many laughs. And
you do such a great job, Cast Man, as usual.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, they put a little effort into it, but it's the rewards are great to have a good group like that, and for it to all go well. And of course, we had some good fishing. 61 yellowtail the first 2 days of the tournament, and then of course, third day was a free day. And gosh, we had one boat that had 9 yellowtail. And but Cabrilla fishing was good. It was just a hoot. You know, the Zapalote Brewery hosted us there on Monday night, along with the Department of Tourism there from Southern Baja. Beer was flowing, hors d'oeuvres, appetizers were flowing, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. Then the awards night, gosh, what a feast the hotel put out for us.
It was really good. Yeah, supplied all the yellowtail, but it was like they did it like five or six different ways that were just all fantastic. And Maria Gomez and the hotel, the Hotel La Mission, what a great spot that is. It's a high end hotel. Comparatively for a Mexico hotel, it's like, you know, everything's immaculate. The food is fantastic. It's really great.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, like I said, that chef there just did a wonderful job on the fish. And, you know, like I said, and, you know, our big fish was 31 point some odd pounds. And I'm going to be writing a story on this weekend, and I'll have it down to you, Pete, so you can post it. And, it'll go out to, of course, all our clients via email blast, but along with some great photos of the whole trip. But just want to let you know, Pete got a schedule for next year, May 1 to 5. That's going to be a Sunday to a Thursday, and it should fill up quick.
Yes.
It was fun. It
yeah,
was
I think
fun.
Everybody, because you're going to limit it to 44 anglers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
22 boats.
22 boats, yeah, because that's kind of the capacity of what we want to do as far as the party goes there at the La Mission. It's a nice, nice sized group and everything like that. But and Loretto, I mean, we got to just put our hats off to Loretto and what they've done to come back from the pandemic too. The restaurants are all open now. They've done such a great job. The food and just the people, the atmosphere in Loretto. It's a small town, and just everybody smiling and just happy to have people home, and very, very safe too. I was talking to somebody yesterday about, wow, did you feel safe? It's like, I can't tell you a place that I could feel safer than Loretto. It's just such a great community, right, Castman?
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, walk into the restaurants. You know, all the good restaurants are within 3 to 4 blocks of the hotel. You know, and of course, the hotel has a great restaurant. But what do you think of that last night dinner at Mita?
Yeah.
With that paella.
Oh, that was fantastic. Yeah. Really. And we also have to throw kudos out to Danny, the man that arranged all the boats for us, too, right? And he coordinated all the lunches, all the beers and sodas and waters on the boats and everything like that. What a coordination effort. And he did it flawlessly.
Yeah, he's the man down there. You know, like I said, just you said organizing lunches and drinks every morning. Making sure everybody got off and off the boats, and then of course bringing all the fish at different times for people leaving at different hours to the hotel so they could pack it and take it home with them. Yes, you're right. He's the only man I deal with in Loretto. But I was going to mention one thing. Guys want Dorado. This is going to be one heck of a Dorado year.
Yeah.
With the amount of bait that is in that area and the sargasso grass now floating. Look out. I think it's going to be a banner Dorado year in June, July, and August. So you're thinking about, you want to catch Dorado, man, that's going to be the time to go.
Yeah, that's what our captain said. He said this year is going to be off the charts for Dorado, like Dorado of the old days for Loretto. So, yeah, that's
exactly.
There's already so much sargasso, and the amount of bait around, it's just that, well, that was one of the things that made it tough to catch fish is there was too much bait, right? They were too full.
Oh.
They were happy.
It was amazing. Just the area of bait was just, man, I'll tell you, if I was a fish, I'd be in seventh heaven.
and mackerel, I know you bought it the other day, but we did it the old-fashioned way. We made it. We would make 30 pieces in about 15 minutes. It was just like full rack, every drop on the way out. It was there was so much mackerel around, and then all that sardine, it was just loaded. So, hey, Castman, yeah. If somebody wants to get on that Loretto Rumble, our third annual Loretto Rumble, May 1st through the 5th of 2022, don't delay, right? How do we get a hold of you and want to get on that?
Yeah, give me a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And also, Pete, anybody that wants to get down to Petosi, Panama on a budget, June 1 to 8, I still got a couple of spots open on that trip, and be glad to show you Panama and some of the fabulous fishing that's done there on a very, very low budget. So anyway,
I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
All right, Castman. Hey, safe travels, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks for that great trip and the great report, too.
That's cool. We're going to jump right back into the phones. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Let's talk to Brandon calling us from San Pedro this morning. What's up, Brandon? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, so quick question. Last time I was on the new Luann was about 15 years ago, and I got my jackpot albacore. And my question was, is what's going on with all the albacore? I just don't see them in the counts anymore. Do we just not go for them anymore, or are they just not in the area?
We haven't had any amount of albacore down here for, what, a little over 10 years now?
Yeah, like 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
Last
yeah,
time
I caught mine about 16 years ago.
Right. Yeah, no, we just haven't – there just hasn't been – any sort of significant run of albacore really below the Golden Gate for almost that whole time. That there has been good albacore fishing for the last 10, 12 years, but it's all been at least north of the Golden Gate, a lot of years north of Cape Mendocino even. They've just been...
They're in a different cycle, right? Different migration pattern.
Yeah, well, we've had an awful lot of warm water. I think that's got a lot to do with it, personally. I think they've been finding a little cooler water. They've been up north of us for the most part. We're hoping they come back down this way, but not holding my breath for any time real soon.
But in the meantime, we'll take bluefin, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yellowfin, 70-pound yellowfin, 250, 300-pound bluefin. I mean, that's okay, right?
As you say, there were days on the new Luann at San Clemente that sounded like you were on the hurricane bank. Like, oh, we're catching 70-pound yellowfin, and we're going to have a shot at some cows this afternoon. You know, I mean, there were plenty of days.
No, that's been a lot of that.
Yeah.
For the last 3-4 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Do you have a day that stands out last? Okay, thanks a lot for the call. You have a day that stands out, Adam, last year of, oh, man, that was a day to remember.
There's quite a few, but... can't think of one in particular. There's quite a few. I know we were talking about the yellowfin earlier, bigger grade yellowfin. But I think also in that same drift, that was probably the day we were actually started to hook some bluefin on balloon gear with, you know, heavy line and stuff. That same particular drift. So we were catching both bluefin and some yellowfin.
Wow.
Just to think you have an opportunity at a yellowfin that big, a 50 to 70-pound fish, and a 200-pound bluefin within home. You know, you could be home that night. Yeah. Like, that's really cool.
Yep, very cool. We didn't catch any albacore, though.
No albacore. I think the run was one albacore this year.
One albacore.
One albacore last year. That was it.
I haven't seen one personally in 8 years, so that was the last time I saw one.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Who knows? And this could be the year.
It's not for lack of looking. We have been looking for them, but they haven't been here.
That's it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more catch reports. We're going to check in with our buddy Mike Lum. Lots of great info coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now, Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Sea Keeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Sea Keeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Sea Keeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Sea Keeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time with the boys from the New Loan, Captain Marcus Medek, Captain Adam Williams. Lots of great info already this morning. Good fishing going on. This has been a great show.
Yeah, and look who's on the line from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, also known as Friends of Rollo. Mike Lum, good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's it going?
Hey, what a great, great time to be an angler right now, Mike.
It sounds like this is the week.
Yeah.
The weather is cooperating, the fish are biting. This is great. Awesome.
Yeah, let's go fishing.
Hey,
sure.
What I'm checking in with you on today, speaking of awesome, we are still giving away these custom rods that that all the supporters bought tickets for here. We're on our fourth rod, and this morning's draw is ticket number 44 going out to our friend John Kukta.
That's cool.
Yeah, so he's going to get
what he needs, another rod.
Well, yes, he only has two or three. And he's gonna take a look, I'm sure, at the Rollo website, which is rollokids.org, and he'll click on the banner there and see the rods that are available, and then he's gonna let me know which one he wants, and we'll post that up shortly. But congratulations to John for that. He's a huge supporter of the program, yes. And I'm really glad to see him win one of these rods.
Opportunities left on the rod giveaway?
This was rod 4 of 6, so we have two more weekends of rods to give away. And then the next thing we got coming up is the gigantic used tackle sale down at Seaforth Landing. That's going to be on May the 22nd. And so if anybody is in the market for some excellent deals, that is it. We have a generous offer of used tackle that keeps coming in every week. People keep calling and donating stuff, and we're to the point now where I'm wondering if we're going to fit it all in. Huge selection, great prices, and it'll be everything from starter rods and reels and tackle for people that want spares to lend to friends, kids, all the way up to the best of the best. It's a very broad selection. That's going to be on May 22nd outside there at Seaforth Landing. The gate will open at 1 p.m. I would imagine 3-4 hours is about all it'll take. That's what happened last time. We just absolutely blew through the stuff because the deals are fantastic. So yeah. Put that on your calendar, May 22nd.
Saturday, May 22nd. And let me ask you this, Mike. I mean, I remember the tackle sale last time was enormous amount of tackle. Is it about the same amount?
Yes, it is. It's to the point where we're starting to worry about how we're going to transport it all down there. So it's a huge selection of stuff, and we've been working on it for months and months, and I'm really excited about how much we have and the breadth of the product and how we have everything from, like I say, starter and loaner type stuff all the way up to the best of the best. And so I think anybody that comes down there is going to be happy that they get great deals, and it all goes to help take more kids fishing. That's just the great part about this.
So I would say just this week I had a customer at the shop who just kind of upgraded a bunch of his long-range tackle,
And then with the old donated, I mean, just, you know, this was a couple of days ago, we've got yet another bag that, we have in our little drop-off, you know, location for Alo, but a bunch of terminal stuff for long-range fishing, wind-on leaders and fluorocarbon and jigs and a couple of rods and just, you know, stuff that he has since upgraded and wanted to do something cool with it, so he donated to Rollo, and that's and that happens every single when we get I can't imagine what the pile of gear that Mike has, because I just know what we've taken in just in our location. We're just one of many drop off spots for people that want to donate their gear to friends of Rollo. So just knowing the amount that we've taken in and knowing that that's a multiple of four or five, I cannot imagine how much stuff they have for the big used tackle sale.
What's happening, Ricky, is more and more people are figuring out that as they upgrade their tackle, that by donating it to Rollo, it not only puts more kids out on the water on their first ocean fishing trip, but it gives them a generous tax donation receipt. And so it's a win-win situation. It's easy for them to get rid of it. They drop it off at Fisherman's Landing or Dana Landing or call us, and we pick it up. And then they get a receipt for their tax donation. But like I said, the most important part is all this gets converted into cash. That cash is used to take more kids fishing, and that's why we do it. But each year, the donations get bigger and more frequent, and that's wonderful. That was the whole idea of doing this, and it's rolling, and we're going to keep it rolling. Finally, I won't take up any more of your time. I just want people to know that the Tuna Wars is coming up in late June. The boats are sold out, and that's going to be fantastic with the Wicked Tuna captains, Paul Hebert and Dave Marciano, coming out again to help us with that. But the what I want them to do is put on their calendar June the 27th. That's a Sunday. And from 4 to 7 p.m. at Dana Landing, we're going to have the captain's reception, which, as everyone knows, got canceled last year, but is going to be a huge celebration this year. And we've got, again, we've got a gigantic raffle, wonderful auction items coming together, and then the captains will be there to shake hands and take photographs, sign autographs, whatever. And it will be a very, very fun time. It'll be outdoors right there at Dana Landing. We'll have ticket information and more details coming out shortly, but save the date. That's Sunday, June 27th.
Yeah, so I want to make this clear. So the used tackle sale, which was previously at Dana Landing, is actually at C4 Sport Fishing this year, right? On May 22nd, Saturday, May 22nd.
Correct.
And then
that's
the
correct.
And then the captain's reception on June 27th, is that?
That's 27th, yes. Yeah, Sunday we'll
June
open
27th
about 4 o'clock.
Is at Dana Landing. So C4 for the used car tackle sale and Dana for the captain's reception.
Right, and the captain's reception is part of Tuna Wars. Tuna Wars is the two-boat competition. That's filled up. This is really for the general public, anybody that wants to come. The tickets are going to be, I think, $25 is all, and that will include entry and then the food and beverage and stuff, which we'll have. But you'll have to sign up, and it will be limited. I think we cut it off at a couple hundred people. All that information will start being posted here within the next week or two. But it's a really fun time. I think everybody, the last time we were able to have it, Ricky was there and did a wonderful job as the auctioneer. And we're still trying to
both
he
and Dallas,
do it again.
Yeah.
Yes, it was wonderful. Sure. But anyway, we're going to have a great time. Please come out and join us. And again, all the proceeds go to help the kids go on their first ocean fishing trip.
Yep. What's the website, Mike?
RolloKids.org, and you can get all the information there.
Thanks, Mike Lum. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you,
all
guys.
Right.
Well, the phones have been packed up as well as the text, and we got a great text that came through from our buddy Alex in Los Angeles. Said, hey, guys, all this talk about Shimano flatfall fishing, I have a question. What's your favorite way to rig them, and would you rig differently with the 250-gram at Glow versus guys that are talking about fishing the real small flatfalls in the daytime? That was from Alex in Los Angeles. Guys, got any input on how you like to rig up your flatfalls and difference from the little guys in the day versus the big ones in the night?
I think it definitely makes a difference size-wise during the day, during the night. Like we were talking about earlier with the wind-on leaders, at least on our crew rods and stuff like that, or if we lend a rod out, we like to have a pretty heavy wind-on for our heavier ones,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something like a 130 or 200-pound leader for fishing in the dark, I think is very sufficient. For daytime, I think a little bit lighter 80-pound fluorocarbon, 100-pound fluorocarbon, kind of depends.
Yeah,
what do you
for
think,
sure.
Marcus?
Yes, you have to scale down a little bit more stealth type setup in the daytime. And also a real important thing always to remember is you have to upgrade your hooks if you're fishing for bigger fish, which tends to be kind of the game plan at night when we're fishing that heavy gear. You have to have bigger hooks on there.
How many hooks?
We usually just put two.
Two. Yeah.
Two is fine. One or two.
Yeah.
And I mean, my personal preference, I use the heavy-duty Mustad-type jigging hooks, but there are several others. You know, I think
Kamikatsu makes a great assist hook.
Yeah, yep. There's a lot of good ones, but you need the hook has to be heavy duty and good size, and you need a heavy duty leader, you know, 400-pound Dyneema or something.
Heavy cord and a big hook.
Exactly, and for the nighttime, big gear, that's absolutely critical, because there's an awful lot of 200- and 300-pound bluefin that are caught at night on those rigs. Daytime, it tends to be a little bit smaller fish overall. Not always, but it tends to be. And you could get away with a little, you know, same idea. You can get away with a little bit smaller outfit. You know, if you're fishing school size fish like they're catching now, 40- to 70- pounders, the regular stock hooks are fine. If you're fishing bigger ones than that, you probably do want to upgrade it a little bit, but you might not go to quite the same size hook and cord and stuff that you would at night.
You guys like the assist style hooks over a big giant 76-91 style hook?
100%.
I do, too, by far.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We've got catch reports to check in with and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pogs. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.